You know, Tool Time's not just about home improvement, it's also about male improvement. So continuing our male improvement series, Al and I today are going to talk about men and their shoes.
That's right. We'll be delving into shoe repair and shoe shining.
Not to mention shoe trees. And shoe horns. Anyway, here's a pair of wingtips over here that have certainly seen better days.
Now, when you have a shoe this damaged, you want to take it down to the original leather using rubbing alcohol.
Right. Then for the rough spots, use a little leather dye. Polish her up, you got a shoe as good as new. And remember, when you're using shoe polish, use a little bit of water. Make that shine really spectacular.
That's right. Then you want to buff it with a cloth diaper.
Make sure you remove the baby first, though.
This will give your shoe a sheen for sure.
You don't shay.
All right, now, Tim. What were to happen if we have a brand new pair of shoes and the leather is hard and uncomfortable?
Ooh, that could be a big problem if you had feet like Al's mom.
Well, for shoes like this, my mother always used Binford's leather softener.
But that turns your new hard shoes into the old soft shoe. Klaus? Enough of that foolishness. Let's get on with the next part of the shoe repair.
Tim, do you call that a soft shoe?
It's a joke, Al. Anyway,
Klaus? Are we done? You the most important skill in hockey.
Fighting.
No. Goaltending.
Are you sure this is gonna help?
Positive.
It can't hurt. Last week you gave up 14 goals.
15.
No, 15 is what you got on your math test.
Give it a rest, guys, okay? Now this is the Tim Taylor authorized puck chucker. Move out of the way, please. Put your mask down. Remember what I taught you. This thing shoots at incredible speed.
That thing is incredible.
Good thing he's wearing padding.
I gotta get the instruction book out. Once you get the instructions, we'll see how many pucks this hockey puck chucker can chuck.
If a puck chucker could chuck pucks.
Shouldn't your dad be here?
Well, you know, the colonel, if he says he'll be here at 1700 hours, he means 1700 hours sharp.
1700 hours. What time is that again?
5 o'clock. I've been trying to teach you military time for 15 years. Now listen to this. You subtract 12 if it's a double-digit number greater than 12. If it's a single-digit number, it's the actual time. If it's a double-digit number that's less than or equal to 12, then that's also the actual time. Have you got that?
Yeah. Wish your mom was coming. At least she speaks civilian.
Me too. She said she needed a break from Dad. She wants to have 1 week where she doesn't have to get up before dawn and raise the flag.
Right. Hey, Dad.
Daddy!
Hello, sweetheart! How's my little girl?
Great, I'm so happy to see you.
Hey, you still live here?
Colonel, good to see you. I see the Lincoln's running real well.
Oh, got me up here all the way from Texas. I tell you, 61 was a vintage year. You should have bought one the day they came out.
I would have, sir, but I was 6.
That's no excuse. Hey, we're getting tool time on the satellite.
That's what Nana told us.
I don't watch it, but we get it. Just kidding. You know I love tool time.
Would you like a drink?
Water, straight from the tap. None of that hippie bottled stuff. Hey, did you get the tickets to the Guns and Knives show?
Guns and Knives? I thought you wanted to see Guns and Roses.
What?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Ah, you're a great kid.
Let me put you up in Mark's room.
Okay.
Okay, the kids. Grandpa!
Back, my troops! Attention! At ease. Hair is getting a little long. Maybe later we'll all go for crew cuts.
Right.
What'd you say?
Nothing, sir. What did you bring us?
Hey, come on, Mark, where are your manners?
Hey, what's a grandfather for? I got you guys a special treat. Shrapnel.
Let's go show Jeremy.
Yeah. Hey, watch it with that stuff. It's sharp.
You bet it's sharp. That shrapnel was removed from my... Forget where it was removed.
You gave the boy shrapnel? What'd you give me?
Gave you my daughter.
Yeah, you're right, sir. But I'm kind of tired of playing with that gift.
You know, Tim, about you always calling me sir.
Yeah?
I like it. Now, actually, I do have something for the both of you.
His and her bazookas.
Better. I wrote a book about my experiences in the military. I got a copy for each of you.
Hefty.
Dad, you wrote a book? This is great.
Yeah, Schwarzkopf can do it. Any bum can. Yeah. You know, I thought, you know, since you work at the magazine, you could read it, and if you like it, you might pass it along to some of your friends in publishing.
Dad, I'm so excited. I can't wait to read it.
And I can't wait to have you tell me what you thought of it. Now, what time's dinner?
2300 hours, sir.
That's 11 p.m.
We eat late.
Are you enjoying it?
A lot of facts.
Yeah, it's so detailed.
Tremendous detail.
And it's not flowery.
No flowers here.
Yeah, just page after page of detail.
Can't go wrong with details.
It's boring, isn't it?
It's mind-numbing.
I thought this was going to be more of a story, but there's nothing in there but tactics and military strategy. What are we going to tell him?
Tell him the truth.
Oh, sure. You know my dad. He hears bad news, he hits the roof, then he sulks, then he doesn't want to talk about it anymore, and then the whole thing remains unresolved.
He can take it. He's a tough guy. He gives shrapnels gifts.
No way. I cannot ever tell him.
Why not? When I do something you don't like, you don't hold back on me.
I've held back lots of things from you, Tim.
But back the truth trolley up here a little bit. What kind of things don't you let me know?
Oh, where shall I start?
With one.
Okay. You know that green suit you bought?
It wasn't green. That was more of a pistachio. You said it was stunning.
What was stunning was that you could walk into a store and actually walk out with that suit.
All right, we got the machine up and running. You're going to operate from back here. Remember what I told you.
All right.
All right, I'll give you the pointers now. Most important thing about being a goalie is that these things hurt.
Sorry, Dad.
A good goalie is always prepared, all right? Hey! I saw where you're aiming that thing. All right, stand in.
Dad, I can't run out of pucks. I need to reload.
All right, reload.
Dad, when is Grandpa getting up?
Oh, let's see. He went to bed at 2,300 hours. He wanted 9 hours of sleep. That's 3,200. Minus 12, you add that up. 20 o'clock.
Tim, now remember, when Dad comes down and asks how we liked the book, we tell him that we loved it.
If you want to lie to your dad, that's your business.
I don't want to lie to him. That's just how we do things in my family.
Would it make you feel better if I told him the truth?
Oh, honey, that is so sweet. I should be the one to tell him, though.
Great.
But since I can't...
Jill, listen to me. Look, what if I get the ball rolling... And you just jump in when you feel comfortable.
That might work.
Sure it will. I'll tell him how I feel about it, and then you just back me up.
But you have to promise to be tactful.
Have I ever been anything but tactful?
Good morning.
Morning.
Daddy, how did you sleep?
Oh, great. But I'm starting to grow out of Mark's bed.
Bobby?
I love son. So, did you read my book?
I'll get the coffee.
Yes, we did read the book.
So, what did you think of it, honey?
Would you like eggs or waffles?
Eggs?
There's a lot of good stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
It's a tad bit wordy. You know, in a good way.
A writer is supposed to use words. What do you want, pictures?
Could have helped it a little. What was so odd, you have a book and there's no people in it.
This is a book about policy and objectives and how to win a war. You don't want to clutter that up with a lot of people.
Good point. Writing a book about war, you don't want to talk about people.
What are you trying to tell me, Tim? That you had mixed feelings about my book?
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't know good literature if it bit you in the butt.
Well, honey, I think I've gotten that ball rolling about as far as it's going to go. Why don't you jump in and tell your dad what you thought of the book?
Honey?
Jill?
Loved it. It's the best book I ever read. Oh, can I get you something else? Would you like a slice of coffee cake?
Sure. Just use the knife you stuck in my back. Can't believe you sold me out.
Tim, you're overreacting.
No, what I know is that I tell the truth and I come out like the bad guy.
How can you be so selfish?
What?
This whole thing is between me and my father, and all you care about is how you come off?
What?
Well, I think you could be a little more supportive in a situation
supportive
like this.
Supportive about what?
Hey. I appreciate you defending me, but he's entitled to his opinion.
Thank you.
Even though we both know he's wrong. Let's face it, Tim, you have no taste.
Tim has wonderful taste.
Oh, yeah? Remember that green suit he wore to your sister's wedding?
It wasn't green, it was avocado, almost melon.
So, when are you going to bring my book to your publisher?
Well, you know, Dad, I think that, she's kind of busy right now. She's out of town, in fact.
Well, who's the number two in command? We'll speak to him instead.
Oh, Dad, he's not going to want to talk to me. He doesn't even know I work there.
Well, then, this could be your opportunity to put yourself on the map.
Dad, I couldn't use you to further my career.
Nonsense. Now, we'll go down there first thing tomorrow morning and show them my book.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I wasn't totally honest with you before. Daddy, this is really hard for me to say, but the book is just really not very good.
And why'd you say you loved it?
Because that's what you wanted to hear.
Don't tell me what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the truth.
Well, I'm telling it to you now.
Fine. You didn't like the book. I'm going to get the boys. We'll be back at 1300 hours.
What time is that?
It's 1 o'clock. Why is that so difficult for you to understand? Every private in the army gets it by the end of the first day.
Daddy, I'm really sorry that I upset you, but you know...
I'm not upset. If I were upset, I'd be yelling.
I remember now the salesman said that suit was a Loden Heather.
Heidi-ho, neighborette.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just trying to read this extremely lengthy tome that your father gave me.
Why are you doing it out here? It's freezing cold.
Well, I tried reading inside, but I kept falling asleep.
Tim and I tried to talk to him about it today, but he just got real upset.
Well, there are those people that don't respond well to criticism.
Yeah, and some of them yell. Mm. You remember that movie, Old Yeller?
Mm-hmm.
When it came out, we thought it was about Daddy.
Well, that must have been difficult to grow up with.
Yeah, it was. That's why we had this house policy never to upset him. I always tried to follow that rule, but today I couldn't.
So you're feeling that telling him the truth was a mistake?
I've always really adored my father. You know, I don't want to do anything to hurt that relationship.
You mean the relationship where you don't tell him the truth?
Yeah, that would be the one. I don't know. I mean, look what happened when I told him the truth. Maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Well, George Bernard Shaw wouldn't have thought so. He said we must not stay as we are, doing always what was done last time, or we shall stick in the mud.
Well, I'm stuck in something deep here, Wilson, but it ain't mud.
Well, I'm standing there in Korea, right on the 38th parallel, when who tapped me on the shoulder? General Douglas MacArthur.
Who?
Your father never told you about General MacArthur?
No, but he told me about General Motors.
Well, this guy was even bigger. So, we're standing there. And what do you think he hands me?
An apple?
A grenade. You know how to throw one of these things, son? You grip it in your right hand. You pull the pin with your teeth. And you let it fly.
No throwing grenades in the house, Mark.
How'd you know what it was?
You kidding? I grew up with fruit ammunition. Honey, would you go upstairs? I want to talk to Grandpa.
Okay.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Dad?
About what? Don't say the book.
Dad, I wish you wouldn't take my criticism so personally.
I said I don't want to talk about the book.
Well, I do.
Where do you get off criticizing me in the first place? What do you know about the military?
You see, this is why I didn't want to tell you. Because I knew that you would overreact. You always do. That's why nobody can ever tell you anything.
What are you talking about?
When we were growing up, we weren't allowed to tell you anything that might upset you.
Oh, really? Then why the hell was I upset so much?
Dad, you didn't know half of what was going on in that house.
I knew everything.
Oh, you did you? Okay, did you know that when I was in high school and I said that I was going on that all-girls ski weekend that I really went to a peace march in Washington with Tommy Burnett?
Tommy the commie? I don't want to know it.
You see? You want to be kept in the dark.
Well, some things are better left unsaid.
Maybe for you, because then you can have the same order at home that you had at the base. But we're not your soldiers, Dad.
Damn right. My soldiers were under control. Then I'd come home to your mother and you five girls, and I never knew what the hell was going on.
Dad, I love you so much. And there were a million times that I needed to talk to you. But I felt like I couldn't.
I thought I was pretty easy to talk to.
Well, you're not.
Well, we're talking now.
Yeah.
Look, honey, I'm sorry I chewed your head off about the book.
I'm sorry I didn't like the book. But I'm glad that I had the guts to tell you the truth.
Now, if you look at it in this light, it's more of a lima bean, isn't it? This thing's too easy for Randy, so I tweaked it up a little bit.
Oh. I hate when you say that word tweak. It makes my hackles go up.
I love when your hackles go up. Where's your dad?
It's 20 degrees outside, and he's out there futzing with the Lincoln.
And watch how hard this thing hits the net now. Randy's gonna be a great goalie. Watch the top left corner.
You didn't like the book. I'll go pick up the boys. We'll be back at 13 hours. $1,300.